Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Surefire Fireworks 11, and that's where we are, a couple miles past the Outlet Malls on Murfreesboro Road. 1946 Murfreesboro Road will get you here for sure. Lots of great deals. Fireworks galore. Big selection. Best prices. 6,000 square feet of awesome 4th of July fun here. Sounds like wherever Jason Swain is, he joins us on vacation right now. Swain, hey, man, we appreciate you interrupting your beach time to call into us. Thank you, man.
Anytime. I've just been working on my tan and showing off my beer belly. So anytime for you guys.
Which one is further along right now?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Which one is further along right now, the tan or the beer belly?
Beer belly. I've been throwing them back like I'm at the ballpark.
Hey, I teased this before I hand it over to Don. I know you like these old-looking recruits, and there's a guy, Darnell Washington. You basically tweeted at him and called him Dad. That made me laugh out loud when I saw it.
I mean, to me, I don't follow the stars. I follow how old they look.
Right.
If they look old, that means they pass the test and Tennessee should offer them or bring them in for an official visit or sign them. So it's just kind of funny to kind of see, you know, how old these guys are. Usually they're the better recruits who come in and make an impact immediately.
Well, impact immediately is what Tennessee fans want and need. We were talking earlier in the show about a graphic that somebody had put out there, and it was basically since the SEC expansion in 2012, and then it had all of the SEC teams and their number of wins since expansion. Obviously, we know Alabama and Georgia are going to be at the top. Part of what surprised me was that Auburn, Carolina, Mississippi State all have the same at 28 wins. But if you look at the bottom of the list, Arkansas last with 13 wins. Tennessee right there with them almost with 17, tied with Kentucky for third from the bottom. That's since SEC expansion 2012. So this has been kind of a tough expansion years for Tennessee football.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a rough go of it since 2012. I mean, we were on our third coach since that time. You know, Derek Dooley was in his last year in 2012, and then Butch Jones 2013, and here we go with Pruitt. So a lot of change with ADs, with chancellors, with presidents, with football coaches, and it's just a really weird time and trend to transition to, you know, this new SEC play where you have Texas A&M and Missouri. Just that has not been a great 6, 8, 10 years for Tennessee.
You mentioned the chancellor and the AD thing. You know, they've had three ADs in that time, as well as a couple of chancellors. And I know football fans, Swain, they're just like, I don't care about that, just win. But when your leadership is constantly changing, you know, that's like the rudder for the boat. And if the boat's just going around in circles, that makes it tough for anybody to win.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that this period of time has taught me as a Tennessee alum, as a Tennessee fan, is really what it takes to build an organization and be successful in college football. I mean, you look at some of the other programs that have done the things that Tennessee used to do, and we're trying to get back to doing that. You just don't take that winning for granted that Tennessee did, you know, back in the late 90s and the early 2000s. It makes you really respect guys like Casey Clawson, who was the quarterback here, Doug Dickey, who was the AD, Coach Fulmer when he was the head coach, and all the people behind the scenes working because they really were on the same page. And somewhere along the way, that got disturbed, and you know, folks got, you know, complacent and kind of went away from all those things that made you great. It's kind of like, you know, you do everything to get the date, you do everything to, you know, ask the girl out, she says yes, but if you want to keep her, you got to keep doing the same things, or she'll just leave you and go somewhere else. Well, kind of the same principle here in Tennessee. They did all these great things in late 90s, 2000s, and then somewhere along the way, we kind of got away from it, and it's kind of biting us in the butt. trying to get back to those principles and understanding that it starts with people and you invest in people. So, you know, we're getting back there. It's just going to take some time.
Jason Swain, our guest, at Swain Event on Twitter. Find him at a beach near you if you see a guy out there that's talking on the phone. That's Jason Swain. Paul Feinbaum called the ACC a clown show this week. He talked about, you know, what if Clemson played an SEC schedule? I'll ask you, what does Dabo, what do those guys look like if they play an SEC schedule every year?
I mean, I think they'll be really good. I think they can lose between 1 and 3 games a year. But they're in a sweet spot, you know.
Yeah.
I think they know, and everyone knows, that if they play in the SEC, you know, they would not be 2-time national champions. Just like, you know, Florida State had an awesome run when Jimbo was there and won a championship in 2013. Does Florida State get there if they play in the SEC each and every year? I think we all know the answer there. But that's why Clemson is a great job, and, you know, Florida State's a great job. Notre Dame is a great job. Some of these other schools outside the SEC can be considered great jobs because you don't play a grueling schedule like the SEC, and all you have to do is just be really great that one day when you're playing against Alabama, if you're Ohio State, if you are Clemson 2 times, and, hey, you can win championships. So, you know, there's pluses, there's minuses of being in this conference, playing in this conference, coaching in this conference. But in my opinion, there's no doubt that if Clemson played in SEC, they would lose 2 to 3 games each year in conference.
Swain, all rosters turn and churn, but from the percentage points, college basketball rosters just never seem to stop changing. I saw where DJ Burns had put his name in the transfer portal from Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of promise with him coming in, and, you know, he reclassified and made his way to Tennessee. He's a lot younger, so he was going to have to mature emotionally, mentally, physically, and maybe that's a reason for the transfer. Tennessee was obviously pursuing Kerry Blackshear Jr. If Kerry Blackshear Jr. were to chose Tennessee over Florida or Kentucky, would that mean DJ Burns would have been the one out? So, you know, it's about fits. You know, these are 17, 18, 19-year-old young men, and sometimes you get to a place and it's not for you. You need to change the scenery to blossom. I wish him nothing but the best, but, you know, Coach Barnes, man, he don't play that. And you either, you know, do everything he wants you to do, and if not, then you need to go somewhere else. But I wish DJ Burns nothing but the best.
Jason Swain, on the way out, any eligibility news on Gibbs, on those guys, anything? I mean, NCAA, they're going to tighten it down some more. Have they let those guys through the portal yet to play?
Man, that was a good joke, Mickey. You should go to open mic at the nearest comedy club in Nashville. That was the funniest joke I've heard all day. Is NCAA giving us any news? That was hilarious, man. Hilarious. No, we haven't heard anything yet.
What in the world's going on, do you think? I mean, if they were star quarterbacks going to Ohio State, they would have known before they had their lunch cooked that day.
What's crazy is we get the transfer portal where, like, everyone can jump in and anyone can transfer anytime they want to. And then they propose changing the rules to make it more difficult for players to transfer. And they've done all this, and Tennessee is yet to hear of a response about D'Angelo Gibbs and Aubrey Solomon. Like, all this has went on, we still don't know whether our two guys will be able to play or not. We actually have three with Uros Plavich. I think I said that right. With our basketball transfer, so we got three guys in 2 sports that we're waiting on an answer about.
Hey, Swain. This is really on the way out, but I'm just curious from you. We were talking about uniforms earlier. We had all picked kind of our favorite all-time uniform of any sport, any school, all of that. I'm curious what your favorite all-time Tennessee uni is. Somebody said Smokey Gray's.
Who said that?
I know.
Not us.
No, it was. I think it was a non-Tennessee fan. Yeah. No. It wasn't. It was none of us. Don't worry.
Okay. Let me tell you.
I went Ole Miss.
I thought Smokey Gray's was pretty cool until I forgot what year it was. Maybe it was 2014 or 2015. I want to say it was 13 or 14. One of those years. Smokey Gray's was really cool, really awesome until on senior night, our seniors decided to wear Smokey Gray instead of orange.
Yep.
And that was a moment. I said, forget Smokey Gray's. I don't care about Smokey Gray's.
Yeah.
We're getting away from you know, what makes
tradition.
Up. You know, you look at Alabama, you look at Nebraska, you look at Texas, you look at Penn State. They don't need to get all cute with their uniforms. If recruits want to win and go to the NFL, then a uniform doesn't matter. Alabama got the ugliest uniform in the world. I said it, the ugliest. It's ugly.
Okay.
They get players each and every year because of Nick Saban and the culture they have, and guys go to the league and they win championships. So give me orange jerseys, white pants, white helmets, orange power tee, and that's all I need.
Amen.
Simple, classic.
Classic. That's all I need.
Keep it real.
Drop the mic, Swain. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your vacation.
Enjoy your vacay.
See y'all.
See you, man.